I know I've told this story here before, but it's a true story. The best part of true story this, because Nigel actually spent about 3 months in America one year. He went over there under some sort of Aboriginal work avoidance scheme or some fucking thing. And he got over there, right? But to his credit, my mate Nigel is a fucking good hunter, and I'm talking about a traditional hunter, you know, not with a rifle, but with a fucking warmer and a spear and the whole bit. And he got over there, and the Americans, of course, they're fucking great hunters, they love hunting. Said Nigel, "Hey Nigel, you ever been out hunting bear?" Nigel said, "Well, yeah, I did one time, but them fucking koalas too easy, eh?" "No, man, I ain't talking about no koala bears, I'm talking about grizzly bears. You ever been out hunting grizzly bears?" Nigel said, "No, I've never done that." He said, "Well, y'all come with us, we'll show you how it's done." So they took him out into the woods, and typical American overkill, out in the centre of the woods, had built this huge big log cabin, right? They all turn up in their four-wheel drives, decked out in their fatigues, carrying AK-47s and fucking Armalites, right? It was like a gypsy joker's fucking picnic, right? Nige turned up, all he had was a fucking boomerang, pair of stubby shorts and one fucking thong. "Hey Nigel, you lost a shoe." "No, I fucking found one, look at that." "What y'all gonna do with that stick?" He said, "That's not a stick, that's a fucking boomerang. It's only a stick if it doesn't come back, eh?" "I'm gonna get a grizzly." And with that, he fucked off into the woods, and the Americans are sitting back in the cabin thinking, "Holy shit, we shouldn't let him go out there by himself and get himself killed. He's only got a fucking stick with him, man. He ain't back with an hour. We're going to go looking for him." So an hour slowly ticked past. No sign of Nigel. And the American, "Oh, fuck, we done the wrong thing. That guy's got himself killed. Oh, well, better go out and look for him." They're just about to leave the cabin. They hear this, "Open the fucking door!" They look out the window. Here's Nigel. He's running like fuck. And he's got this huge grizzly after him. He's got a big lump on its head, and it's not real fucking happy. "Open the fucking door!" So they got up to open the door, and just as Nigel got to the door, he jumped to the left. The grizzly went straight in the cabin. He kicked the door shut, stuck his head through the window and said, "Skin that cunt, I'll go and get another one." Nigel!